Confronted as we are on a daily basis by the evil that seems to be taking over the world, it's all too easy to feel, in fact to believe, that we're powerless to do anything about it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. In one sense, that's true. As we see evil infiltrate the economic, social, and political systems in which we live, corruption in high places, lies being used to fan conflict, even wars, the list goes on, most of us are indeed powerless in and of ourselves to make all that much of a difference. But let's narrow the focus for a moment, because it's all too easy to imagine that evil always happens out there somewhere. Come on, if the devil's that good at corrupting our world's systems, don't you think that he's equally adept at corrupting our hearts, yours and mine? So good, in fact, that even at a personal level, it feels as though we're powerless to stop him as sin tears our soul. So what's the answer? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. The answer is that we don't need to be strong in and of ourselves, because we have the right to be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. I mean, that is such an over-the-top statement. Paul's making the powerful point here that the full power and might of the God who created the whole universe is brought to bear when we choose to stand against the schemes of the devil. Are you getting this? Because this is for you. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. That's God's word fresh for you today. And the greatest source of the strength of God's might comes to bear when the Spirit of God writes the word of God on your heart. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.